Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
It's that time of year again. We're finally at the point of The Golden Bachelor where they're going to the fantasy suite. Bow, chicka, bow, bow. So this is a little bit different because normally it's like, you know, a bunch of hot 25-year-olds, you know, banging in the fantasy suite. But this time around, we got the Golden Bachelor. And it, you know what? I know we tend to think that, you know, Grammy and Grandpa can't get it on. But I think most nursing homes have like the highest rates of STDs. So this could be an interesting week.
Bro is hitting the blue pill this week. He knows what's up. He knows what's up.
So our boy Gary, he went on at Tamron Hall's talk show today. And she said, no, I heard there might be a little action in the fantasy suite. And here's what his response was.
The misdirect is that that really wasn't what those fantasy suites were for.
Oh.
I found the fantasy suites to be the perfect moment to connect intellectually and emotionally with these women, where I couldn't have conversations basically in front of our grandchildren.
Yeah.
Because when you're on camera and mic'd, everything is in front of your grandchildren. You have...
This kind of maturity is not a ratings winner.
He should have left it a fantasy for that.
Because it's usually like they do that same similar shot where the camera's outside the door and then they close the door and it's just assumed they are just getting it. Not in this case.
Yeah, Gary, the realty needs to be like, what can you not talk about in front of your grandkids? Like, I don't understand what you're trying to hide from little Jimmy. Like, what tea is being spilled, Gary?
At this age, they closed the door and they both took a nap.
No. There was snoring in there. That's it.
They brought out their knitting needles and Scrabble. All right, Britney Spears fans are big mad over Timbaland's comments about her memoir. So he was recently asked about the recent spike in listens and press for a song that he worked on with Justin Timberlake called Cry Me a River. And let's just say his response was less than flattering.
Timberland, my question for you, Cry Me a River is making headlines again because of Britney's memoir. She's saying that
she's going crazy, right? I want to call her Gypsy, but you got to put a muzzle on that girl.
Yeah, he said she's going crazy and you got to put a muzzle on her.
What are you doing?
Said JT needs to put a muzzle on her.
Oh, gosh. I mean,
no. Man is a phenomenal beat maker.
Yeah.
Genius at making beats. Was never known for his words or his lyrics. I wish he would have kept it that way. And he has a past of which he should not be the one saying this.
What's
at all.
What's the past?
That he allegedly was involved with Aaliyah when she was underage. He was involved in that whole thing. So that came back to haunt him in a lot of the comments about the situation, which is a situation I didn't even know about. Mm-hmm. I was unfamiliar with, but... Yeah, Timbaland probably should have let that one go.
So, like, obviously, he's good buddies with Justin Timberlake. They've worked together quite a bit over the years. And I understand anybody, like, you know, Lance Bass coming out, talking, you know, wanting to defend Justin Timberlake. And, you know, I can see Timbaland wanting to defend Justin Timberlake. But by you can defend your friend while not putting down Britney Spears. Because that's a very misogynistic thing to say, to like, oh, you need to get a muzzle on your woman. No, she's well within her right to share her story. And if I just finished the book, and if you read it or if you listen to it, you do have a whole other perspective on what she's been through in childhood and in adulthood. So I don't begrudge him wanting to stick up for his friend, but I thought he did it in the most crass, gross way he could have.
I think that's important, because if I'm Justin, I do want my friends to stand up for me the way that Timbaland attempted to, but do it by giving somewhat of my perspective. Saying that she just needs to be muzzled comes off as if you're just not holding me accountable, mm-hmm. and I think that's the way it was received.
Yeah, it was a completely low response, and so, of course, he's got to come out and apologize.
That was quick, by the way. That he backtracked on that fast.
Somebody must have sent him to the shade room comments.
Were they bad?
Yeah, they were real bad.
Yeah, the apology needed to be said, and here is his response.
I apologize to the Britney fans and her. Yes, you know about respecting women. Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was it?
I know about respecting women. Hell yeah.
There was a little more to it, but yeah, it was. Oh, okay. Yeah.
It was a little bit longer. So he also said, you have a voice. You speak what you want to speak. Who am I to tell you what not to speak? Which you literally said that mm-hmm. Justin needed to put a muzzle on you, but you know, go off, King.
Quoting from one of his songs with One Republic, it's too late to apologize.
Yeah, as an interviewer, I'm glad that he didn't realize, like, the option is no comment. Like, I'd rather not talk about that. Let's just move on to the next thing. Say anything but that, dude.
That's all he had to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, women. Hell yeah. All right. honestly, it's kind of iconic. All right. She says she definitely doesn't want to have kids. So why is she freezing her eggs? I'll tell you about this actress's reasoning on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.